Charlie!
Yeah!
True.
What up, boy?
What up, that boy?
Did I not tell you, man, fans watching was going to be a hit the first day we played it?
Been gone ever since.
Already.
Been gone ever since. I appreciate the support since day one, man. We've been...
And you know those songs that sound good in the car? Feds Watching is one of those. It's, first of all, it's a good getting dressed to go out song.
What?
Every time you're on the interstate, like I find myself like, okay, what am I doing going 84? Slow down. It's one of those songs. I'm like, the feds finna be watching for real when they pull me over.
Yeah.
When I tell you, dog, me and my kids, we be on it. I be fed with the fed.
No.
Man up, bro.
Hey, if anybody want to talk to 2 Chainz, you can call right now. Hey, we finna play it right now.
Let's go. Why not?
All right, call us up. 866-9-RICKY, 866-9-RICKY, 2 Chainz in the building. Y'all, Ricky Smiley, the morning show.
Mr. Como de Garcon.
Y'all make some noise up in here.
Yeah.
Man, it is packed in the studio. 28 minutes after the hour. Y'all, 2 Chainz is in the building.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if I could paint the environment of the room, we got black people, we got white people in here. That song Feds Is Watching is so heavy. I was watching the white people in the room, and they were singing the record like they made it. You get everybody active, man.
Those are white people that got bad credit, too, because they know all the words. They down with us.
Yeah, man, 2 Chainz is in the building, y'all. One more time, 2 Chainz.
Yeah, and I must say, you are one of those. I wonder when you sleep. Okay, I'm just going to, case in point, the past week, I turned on MTV. You're on Nick Camp, Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
Saw you there. I was listening to somebody, Freddie Gibbs, one of the old school. Then you're on his track, too. Mm. I'm like, this man is ever. When do you sleep? Then I heard about Oklahoma. I'm like, okay, this man busy.
Yeah, I did 106 in Park yesterday, and I flew back home last night. And I basically couldn't, I didn't try to sleep because I had to be up, you know, early for radio. So I definitely didn't want to sleep past it. I usually go to sleep around 7. So I just stayed up all night. And then plus my album comes out today. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
So, I'm excited. It's no need for me to get any rest right now. I'm turned up.
I understand.
Now.
It's go time. And last time you was on the show, Mr. Chainz, you was talking about disguises. And you was like, you know, I got this perfect disguise that I'm rocking the streets. No one's ever going to know that I'm out there in the streets. And then 3 days later, was the San Francisco incident happens.
That was, I definitely didn't have on my uniform that I usually try to go through the airport with, because it's a seasonal uniform, it's an athletic thing, so I didn't have it on. I had on a hoodie.
Right.
That's been I've invested in the hoodies more than people even know, because I do try to have some type of privacy when I'm going through airports and things like that, which often backfires on me.
Now the incident that people will talk about, like, you know, like dudes ran up on 2 Chainz. Thank God you have the speed and the size that you did, and every, you know, that you made it through clear and clean.
Yeah.
God's over you, man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I didn't read the Gucci Mane tweets last night. Did you escape that? Because he didn't get me. Did he?
Nah, did you dodge that bullet? I think he laid one on me.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Did he?
Yeah, but it's entertainment. I'm not, I don't, yeah, it's just.
Do you believe it was him, or do you think he was hacked?
Once again, it's like, it don't. Like, y'all don't know how excited I am about me trying to even worry about
what's going on with everything else,
you know what I'm saying? And that's just, maybe just because it's today or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know what's going on. I haven't even been in Atlanta, fam, you know?
Right.
We just did America's Most Wanted Tour, which was a good look for me, you know what I'm saying, with Wayne and T.I. and all that. So, I'm just in the middle of, like, promoting, working my ass off.
So, let me ask you this. So, when you just came off the tour, what song when you felt like everybody was just crunk? Was it Feds Watching?
Feds Watching was one of my biggest records. And then I come back out with Wayne and we do, you know, All My Riches, you know, the Rich song. And that gets them, you know, crunk too. So
right.
It's just an energy. It's just a whole era right now of just, you know, 2 Chainz songs. And I even features that I'm able to perform at my shows and really have an entertaining show. So I'm pleased about that as well.
Now, I was watching last night. I saw a commercial with you doing a commercial for Dre Beats.
Yeah, I did that too.
I saw that. That's the guy going to be on with us tomorrow, too.
Yeah, did Dre Beats. They picked a real ratchet record, this record with me, Drake and Wayne, which I tried to give them the Fergie record. They wanted something with cussing and some stuff that they can mute out. So that was a good look with Dre Beats. Like I say, man, I'm just working, man.
Now, you found a lot of mainstream success over the last year and some change, but you have underground hip-hop taste. So who are some people that you want to work with that's like, you know, below the surface that people may not necessarily be up on?
That's off the radar.
That you eager to do something with?
If I see somebody on the radar, I don't mind reaching out. I remember being on that same part of the totem pole. So on my album, on the new album, I got this cat out of the bay. His name is Sue. I think he's dope. And I also got Rich Homie on the album.
Quan, yeah.
So, you know, it's just me. Just, you know, seeing the trajectory of some of the younger cats and just throwing them a line and see what they can do with it. I remember that never happened for me.
We got Mr. 2 Chainz in the house.
Yeah.
He's answering your questions coming up next, man.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about the kitchen, man. You got something special for the deluxe edition.
Yeah, I got the cookbook with the album, with the deluxe album. Just basically just an informative. I hear music playing, but anyway.
2 Chainz in the building!
Yeah!
All right, the phone lines are blowing up. Get out of 866-9-RICKEY. Rick Smiley, morning show. You on with 2 Chainz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ricky Smiley and the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Morning.
And good morning to your boy, 2 Chainz. Hey, this is Denise. 2 Chainz, we love your music down here in the dirty South Mississippi, Greenwood, Mississippi, baby. Yeah, 2 Chainz, love you, baby.
True.
Oh, and I work my fast.
Hey, I just want to say big up to Tahi. You know, represent that Heather Lane. I'm proud of you, boy. You come from North Clayton. We happy for you.
All right, the phone lines are blowing. Rick's Mountain Morning Show. Good morning.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony, what up, boy?
What up?
Hey, this Black Tony, cool.
Tony, what up, boy?
Hey, what up, phone? Boy, you back up in there. It's the phone. I got your phone right in phone.
Hold on, Black Tony. 2 Chainz fell out on the floor. 2 Chainz, get up off the floor, man. What's wrong, man?
That's all I got in my Lord of Scribble, cuz. I love that. Hey,
Boy,
I'm different, you know what I'm saying, cuz? Hey, folks. Hey,
boy,
you need to put it down for the hood, cuz. Get about 2 Chainz, whatever, son. I'm down with you, folks. I can't wait to get that new jack, folks.
Thank you for your support, Tony.
Hey, cuz, that new jack. Hey, Sean, it's in there, cuz. I'm finna be on the trail with this thing, folks.
Black Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, so 2 Chainz, you know Black Tony?
Yeah, I know Tony. I met Tony a few times.
Yeah, that's my dog, Tony.
How much money you made last night, Black Tony?
Baby girl.
Huh?
Hey, your boy got it in last night, Sean. I got it in about 15 racks, y'all.
What are you selling?
You had a show.
Hey, Sean, I don't be playing cold. I be putting it down. Sean, I be getting money in these streets, y'all.
Selling weapons.
I be getting money in these streets, girl.
Hey, shout out, we come. All right, more 2 Chainz. More 2
Chainz. Nobody ever gonna hang up on your boy, man.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, now we gonna hang up on you, Black Tony. Hold on. 2 Chainz say he gonna give you his number. Hey.
Hey, man, I ain't going.
Say what, Mr. Henry?
Mr. Henry, we
got
Miss
Rick is on the morning show. We got Mr. Henry. And what you say?
I'm going to jury duty.
Say it in the mic. Can't hear you. What?
I'm going to jury duty, and I'm a big felony for 30 years.
Whoa. I hit it.
I don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I hit the number. All right, here we go, y'all. 2 Chainz in the building.
Yeah. Today is a big day based on a true story. Volume 2 is in stores today. And we was talking briefly, man, about, like, you know, one of the biggest things that faces our people is we eat like crap. You know, we live in a world where hamburgers a dollar, salad is six. And on the deluxe version of the album, you got a cookbook where you breaking it down how to make some healthy things that's going to make you live a little bit longer.
Yep, I got a chef on the road, man. I suffer from acid reflux and ulcers, so I've had a chef for maybe about 4 years now. So I came up with the idea at the top of the year to do a cookbook, find out it was going to take maybe a year to publish or something like that. So I just thought I would give it away with my deluxe instead of maybe putting some B-roll footage or something that a normal rapper would do. So this is my angle. I'm comfortable with it. I try to eat healthy as possible. No beef, no pork, not as much fried food, maybe once a week or something like that. And that's just how I get out. It helps me feel better, stay more energetic, and definitely turn up while I'm out there on that stage trying to entertain people.
Hey, man, 2 Chainz, let everybody know that you attended where?
I went to State, Alabama State.
Alabama State University. Shout out to Card Hall.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the story about that.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I got into this trouble in high school. I was trying to hoop, so I got into this trouble, right? So, like, everybody took these scholarships away from me. So, Alabama State called me, like, we'll take you, come on down, you know, down here.
Right.
And we're going to you know, show you around. So when I went down there, you know, they got the big Akadons. I'm like, that's dope. So then they showed me like this new dorm. And I was like, this is nice. It's like a condo that I never seen since that day ever in my life.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to come down here. And so then they put me in a dorm where the toilet water was like running down the hallway. So I was
car
like,
at
oh,
home.
Hell no. Yeah, car. I said, oh,
they
hell no.
They tore it down.
Yeah, I ended up
so the nice one they showed you, you never saw that room again.
No, that's kind of what they get me. They try
that was
to
over there where we were. That was a penthouse. That was we got at the Marriott.
Yeah, so I ended up moving off campus like the first semester. And just.
You did know. You ever go to the Rose? The little club?
Yeah, I definitely did. And been back to perform.
Nice.
Give me my money back.
Top flight Rose, they change the name back every definitely. 6 months.
Every time they start shooting, they'll change the name.
Yeah.
Now, recently, Two Chainz, there was a video service with you playing basketball back in college.
Yeah.
Now, out of all the rappers that claim they got
a
good hoop.
I think that was high school. I don't know. I played during this tour. I just started playing recently. I just started playing again, like getting my hoop on.
So out of every entertainer, rapper, singer in the game right now, who got the meanest hoop game?
In entertainment?
In entertainment.
It's a few people that can hoop. I don't know who can, like, you know, maybe beat me or whatever, but it's a few people that can hoop.
Who have you beat?
I hadn't played nobody. Me and one of the Cash Money, Young Money dudes was getting it on tour. Me and a few other guys on tour was getting it on. But I haven't lost. I haven't lost in a minute, so I feel pretty good about myself.
All right.